WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Nikki Haley begins campaigning in her home state of South Carolina and Donald Trump prepares for his appearance today in the E. Jean Carroll trial, possibly, Joe Biden is gearing up for a fight against Donald Trump in November. Here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers with more.
For the campaign, this is the matchup that they wanted because, one, they know they've already beaten him. And two, when you're an incumbent who has poll numbers like Joe Biden right now, the best option you can probably have for a re-election battle is to make it a choice between you and another guy who is so polarizing. So they know that they can very deeply demonize a candidate like Donald Trump because Americans know him so well.
Alabama will this evening attempt to put an inmate to death using nitrogen gas, a never-before-used execution method that state claims is humane but critics say is cruel and experimental. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two people have been charged in the death of a man whose body was found in rural Juneau County last week. 47-year-old Donald Dahlberg of Grand Marsh is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in connection with the killing of 57-year-old Floyd A. Burdick of Grand Marsh. Dahlberg was also charged with arson as party to a crime in connection with the murder. 27-year-old Crystal Toomer of Grand Marsh also faces charges. Both Dahlberg and Toomer also face multiple charges of felony bail jumping. On January 18th, the Juneau County Sheriff's Office received a report of a deceased person on County Highway M near Oak Ridge Trail parking area in Cutler Township. A few hours prior to finding the body, deputies responded to a reported vehicle fire about 4 miles away from where the body was recovered. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33. 99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Friday Eve is off to a great start. Almost the weekend. Here's the Goo Goo Dolls.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you say anything at all, so why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. Don't you love the life you kill? The priest is on the phone. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you nothing, nothing.
90s, and more. Max FM.
I would die for you. There is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. And Finn, as long as we heard a little Prince, I do want to remind everybody that there is going to be a big show at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells on Saturday. Chase and Ovation as Prince. Now, first of all, good morning. And good I'm morning. So glad that it's almost Friday, because here we are, Friday Eve and all. But this is going to be an amazing show at the Legacy Dinner Theater. LegacyDinnerTheater.com for more information and to get your tickets. $40 per seat. And I have a little surprise for everybody. Tomorrow morning, here on the morning show, Chase himself, as you know, of course, starring as Prince, is going to join us. And he and I are going to chat a little bit about this amazing show at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Nice. Now, here's a really, really fun thing. So yesterday, I was working with his manager, Cy is his name. And we were texting back and forth, getting this all set up to make sure, you know, that we were all on the same page and knew how it was going to operate. Cy and I just start chatting. Well, they live in Minneapolis, Chase and his manager and this entire band. By the way, some of the members of his band used to perform for Prince and with Prince, which is really, really cool. Anyway, so he and I are chatting, and it turns out that he used to be a radio DJ at KOMJ in the Twin Cities. And this is how he actually got connected with Chase. for Chase and Ovation as Prince. And it was just the greatest story ever. And, you know, as soon as you find, and you know this, as soon as you start talking to somebody else who's been in radio, you know, doors start opening up. It's a small section of people who can actually claim that they've been doing this for a really long time, right? So he and I are chatting back and forth. Great story. I'm going to let Chase tell it tomorrow morning on how he actually got his start as Prince. Actually did it at First Ave, where we all know Prince first performed and really took the stage. But you and I have talked about our really good friend from the Twin Cities that used to be a promoter, knew Prince, knew Janet, all of that kind of stuff. So I text his manager back, and I'm like, yeah, I said, you guys probably ran into each other a time or two over the course of your lives, considering Psy's mom was a three-time Grammy Award winner for as part of the group Sounds of Blackness, which, by the way, recorded at Paisley Park a few different times in their career. Wow. So he and I are just going down like this rabbit hole, having a great time chatting. Turns out that he's known our buddy from the Twin Cities for at least 25 years, which is the coolest thing ever. So now he and I have Pete, which is our buddy's name, in common. We're talking about him. We're talking about radio, what we thought about Paisley Park. It was one of the greatest by chance moments of my life yesterday. I just have to say, and I had to share it with everybody this morning because I'm so excited for Chase to join us tomorrow morning and tell us about this amazing show. And you can actually see video and stuff of it if you just do a Google search. He is absolutely amazing. And what I loved about the conversation with Psy is they don't try to impersonate Prince. I mean, they're very well aware that there is only one Prince in this world, right? They just really want to let everybody experience the music of Prince and understand, let everybody understand what an amazing human being he also was. That's the goal of this show. So if you're not a little excited after all of that, I suggest you go over to LegacyDinnerTheater.com. I'm going to give you that address again. Check out more information of the show. Buy your tickets, $40. Corey and I, we were like on the fence because we have stuff going on Saturday. But then after that whole thing, I'm like, oh no, we're rearranging things. We're figuring this out. We're going to be over at the Dinner Theater because we're very, very excited. And Dexter might even join us over there on Saturday night. So it was just a really cool moment. I was very so cool. excited to share with everybody this morning because I had a great time. For like an hour and a half, I did nothing but text back and forth with Psy.
Well, you know, I mean, the musical legacy that Prince left behind, we all know it. I mean, so much great music. And he, of course, is no longer with us. And this is a way to rejoice and hear the music again. And I got to say, I have seen a number of tribute acts over the years.
Sure.
And there's been a lot of them that have just been fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, and there's a lot of those tribute bands that are out there that are performing music by artists that are no longer with us. And it really is the only way you can hear the music and performed by exceptional musicians. So
now I will say this for Chase himself, and I will probably get into this a little bit tomorrow morning. He actually had the blessing of Prince. He had Prince's blessing after Prince was able to see them perform. And through our text messages yesterday, Psy was telling me that there were certain things that Prince allowed, certain things that Prince did not allow. And even though he is no longer here to see those shows, they have upheld all of those rules. That's how sacred this is to them. So it was really, really awesome to really chat with him. And I am pumped now for this particular show. Yeah. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I can't wait for everybody to get to know Chase a little bit what he does on stage, because I've been watching his videos and things. He's a very, very good performer. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So if you're looking for something to do on Saturday night, you love the music of Prince, this is going to be a great time. Again, LegacyDinnerTheater.com, formerly the Palace Theater, just in case you're confused about what we're talking about. The Palace.
You know, when they get the stamp of approval from the actual artist, that is definitely a good sign. I have seen a Genesis tribute band by the name of The Musical Box. I've seen them several times over the past few years. And same thing. They have the stamp of approval from Phil Collins and Peter Gabriel and the rest of the Genesis guys. And it's amazing to see it because it's literally the only way you can hear that music again. I mean, Genesis has wrapped things up and they're no longer performing. So, yeah. And Legacy sounds like... they're going to be having a lot of great tribute bands playing.
Yes, absolutely.
In the next couple of months.
Such
awesome.
A small world, though, isn't it? Like, here it really I am is. Talking to this random guy who's, you know, and you and I have set these interviews up before. We deal with a lot of promoters and managers, and you kind of go in there and you just kind of ask your questions because you don't want to bug them either. You just want to get the basics. You want to get it all aligned so that it's easy for everybody because you don't want to bother the performer, make it hard for them. You know, I laid out our process, what we do, all of that good stuff. And then we just kind of start chatting because Cy opened up the conversation with a video that he sent me about, have you seen him perform? And I had already watched some videos of him and, you know, kind of paid attention because that's how you prepare for these types of things. And I had been paying attention, taking some notes, all of that kind of stuff as I watched. And really, though, just opened up the conversation with just telling me how sacred the show was to them. And that's how the entire conversation kind of spiraled from there. But I mean, hello, this dude's from a legacy as well. His mom was in Sounds of Blackness and three-time Grammy Award winner. And if you know anything about the radio station in Minneapolis that he worked at, KOMJ, that is still in Prince's neighborhood. That is still in the neighborhood where Cy grew up, where Prince grew up. And so it's very, very cool that he has that connection as well, because we listened to KOMJ when we lived in the Twin Cities. It's a little bit more of an urban format, but boy, you could certainly enjoy the music. That's for certain. So it was awesome. Such a small world. And the fact that he knows our friend out of the Twin Cities, I was like, oh my gosh, how can you? Cool. Good stuff yesterday. You know, and sometimes you're having one of those days where everything just seems hard. And that's the way my day was yesterday. So earlier this month, I went into the station and, you know, I was doing all the end of the year stuff that you got to do. And the program that we used told me we were clear and everything else had been filed electronically for everybody. And then all of a sudden I get an email the other day that, oh, it did not. We still have work to do. And I was like, what do you mean we still have work to do? I have like 8 days left in this month. Go in there. No, it didn't file anything electronically for us like it told me it did a few months ago. So or a few weeks ago. So I had to go in. And of course, I had to get stuff printed, get stuff addressed, because you have deadlines for this IRS stuff. They're kind of a stickler for those things. So I had to scramble around, and I was at the station working yesterday for like 4.5 hours, just getting the rest of the end of the year things done for 2023. And, you know, I'm not really good at those things. I don't really enjoy those things a whole lot. It's not really my forte in life. Now, I do it well because people have trained me. I'm still not going to ever enjoy it. It's not my first thing that I would think of, you know, and how to spend a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
So I was kind of crabby because, well, 5 hours is enough of this stuff. And I worked on it, though. I got it done, had a bunch of other stuff that needed to get done. And all I really wanted to do was come home and not deal with the rest of the world. And so yesterday when I started texting with Cy, I was like, you just made my entire day. You have no idea how much better you have made this Wednesday. So, yeah, it was good stuff. Anything exciting in your world happening at the Finn household right now?
Sure. Last night we thought we'd go out and have dinner out. So we went. Have you ever had dinner in one of those igloo deals?
We've talked about it. We've never actually been able to do it because all of the ones we've always wanted to go to have reservations a mile long. But did you guys get to do it last night in igloo?
That's what we did.
Nice.
So, you know, our son had violin lessons, so we took him to violin lessons. And then after that, we went over to the place where we were going to hang out in the igloo and had some wood-fired pizza and then a couple of cocktails. And yeah, it was cool because we got there it was still light outside.
Sure.
And then we were still there. We were there for about an hour and a half.
Cool.
And the sun went down. And yeah, it was very cool.
We've always talked about it. We've always talked about it. And there's a couple places that we really would love, because we love their food and they do the igloos this time of year. But by the time we always get around to like, oh, we should book one of those, we look at the reservation and it's like March or something and they're starting to tear them down by that point. So we've never actually got to do it. But we should definitely get on top of that because it always sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool way to be outside when we have
without freezing to death. Or getting wet in this particular case, because so well, it's drizzly.
When we got back home, we hung out for a little while, and then I finally watched the latest episode of True Detective, and that was pretty much it. So that was a good day overall.
Well, that sounds fun. That sounds like a great day, actually.
Yeah.
After Corey and I, because Corey came home, and while he was out with dinner with Dave Grant, words will come to me this morning. I texted him. I was texting parts of the conversation, like copying and pasting, because I knew he would be all down on this conversation with that I had with Cy. And so he on his way home, he called me, and as he was pulling in the driveway, he always says, "I'm in the driveway," so then we know it's time to hang up. That'd be kind of silly of us, right, to keep talking as he's walking in. So we talked more about that conversation and, you know, just about our experience at Paisley Park and how we should definitely, we'd love to go back, even though we did it once, we'd love to go back and do it again. And so we talked a little bit about that, and then we sat down and we watched Price is Right at night, because, well, my husband and a game show, we all know he can't get enough, so he loves his game shows. And he's so funny, because at one point I looked over at him and here he is with his blankie on his lap, his footrest up in his recliner, the dog on top of the blankie, sound asleep, and he's yelling at the TV like he's, you know, a 90-year-old man, "No, that's not it, go higher. Oh, you just blew it." He's hilarious. Like, he's talking to himself while I'm doing dishes, and I was like, "Is this really what we're going to do?" I said, "We just had this really cool conversation about this incredible person that I came in contact with today." And I said, "Now you're 90, yelling at Drew on TV and telling people to go higher and lower. And then Let's Make a Deal also came on." So at night, so he had like a double whammy. He was very, very excited. All I really wanted to do was finish the first season of The White Lotus, which we eventually did do. But I could have finished it a lot earlier had we not had to watch Wayne Brady honor, anyway, it was the 60th anniversary for Let's Make a Deal. So there was all sorts of like throwbacks in that and all that good stuff. We all know my husband loves a good game show. He just can't help himself. We were cool for like a second. Then
it's all about balance in the world, Maddie. You know, you got to have the cool stuff, and then you got to have the game show stuff.
Took us right out of that in a split second, let me tell you. My goodness. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. It's probably good you were in an igloo last night, because dreary, drizzly, that's pretty much the name of the game for the next couple of days. Clouds sticking around today with a high around 36. It's a little humid and almost balmy out this morning. I had Aspie outside and I was like, it's kind of like humid. You can feel the humidity in the air. You can tell there's a lot of moisture just hanging around.
Are we going to see temps in the 40s next week?
Sounds like it. Yeah. Which I'm actually excited about, because when we go to Dallas, Dexter is staying here with the dog. He says he can do it. He says he can take care of her. I got my mama on standby just in case.
That's right. You've got your big storm tracker convention you've been roped into again, right?
Excited. But
it was the New Kids on the Block.
Yes, I'm going
to
New Kids on the Block this summer. That was the trade-off for Corey Hartman. If he drugged me to hang out with Storm Chasers for 3 days, 2.5, really, then he had to go to see New Kids on the Block with me this summer when they appear in Milwaukee. So that is on the agenda for this summer, in case anybody is wondering
about that. You got to be careful about, because I mean, he backed out of the Queen IMAX thing, right?
Yes,
did you buy the tickets yet for the
New
Kids?
We have not. I said to him, I said, "You should get those tickets, and they're not that expensive. I'll just get them myself." I mean, let's be honest here. It's New Kids, you know, it's Summer Pavilions,
it's New Kids
all
now.
Over. Yeah, exactly. Not at the height of the career. The tickets now might actually be cheaper than they were even in the early 90s. Let's be quite honest with ourselves. But I'm very, very excited. And that was the deal. And I'm not letting him back out of this. He is going to New Kids with me, and I'm going to make sure he wears wears a t-shirt with Donnie Wahlberg's face on it. Some way, somehow, that will be his attire for the show.
Hartman, it is the price you pay for making your wife go to the Storm Trackers convention.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be 3 days of me on one side of the table doing a lot of reading because I don't buy the tickets for the actual like seminars that they have in. It's just not my thing. It's way over my head. I'm not super interested. And so I just kind of hang out at our table. I can take my laptop. I can take a nice book and I'll just sit there and read and then deal with people when they have their breaks in between sessions. Sure. So that's how that's going to go down. And at least I don't have to be down there at the crack of dawn either. I said to Corey, I said, this thing starts at 8 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. Do I have to be at the table that early? He's like, no, you saunter in by that 10 a.m. break. And I was like, okay, now we're talking.
There you go. A little bit better, right?
A little bit better. A little bit better. So, yes, I am very excited as to your original question that it should be in the 40s next week because that means life will be easier for Dexter getting Aspen to go potty and do her thing when Mama isn't around. We'll put it like that. She's kind of a mama's girl. She only does certain things for her mommy, and it's hard for everybody else. If it's as hard as it is for me to get her to do some things, I can't even imagine what it's like for other people because she can be a little stubborn in her ways. Tomorrow, we're actually going to be even warmer. Speaking of 40, we're going to be touching that mark pretty closely. 38 tomorrow for a high. But, of course, the clouds are going to stick around. Kind of the trade-off of living in the Midwest in the winter, isn't it? When you get the 30s, you get the clouds. That's just kind of how it works. Right now, it is 33.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
7:29 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Friday Eve, just waiting for the weekend now. Here's Eagle Eye Cherry.
I wish you were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone.
that I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Save tonight. There is Eagle Eye Cherry. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. And Finn, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the drizzle and the clouds and the fog that we have for the next few days and how winter in the Midwest is sometimes not for the faint at heart. Let's put it like that. And, you know, even though winter in this area has seemed a little milder in recent years, they can still be pretty awful around here. We've witnessed that, the ups and downs just the last couple of weeks. Well, a new poll asked people for their favorite season where they live, and the most popular answer in the Northeast, the Midwest, and the West was summer. Spring was actually number one in the South. Well, that's because it's warm, but you aren't dying from like actual heat stroke by, you know, in April, or at least let's hope you're not. It gets hot down there. I can't even imagine sometimes like 110, 115 for actual temperatures. That's insanity. Anyway, spring was also a close second to summer in the West. Now, winter was actually the least favorite season for everyone everywhere, especially for Midwesterners. In fact, only 8% of us said that Midwestern winters are their favorite. Well, that's because they usually suck. They usually are hard and long. And let's face it, we have way more winter than we do nicer summer, spring-like temperatures, depending on what your season is.
Are you sure about that? I don't know. Summer,
it feels like it.
I'm in the minority here. I'm the odd man out on this one, but yeah, I wouldn't say winter is my favorite.
Sure. But it just gets to be long, doesn't it? Yeah. Like every day, you just kind of wake up and you're like, are we going to get snow? Oh, look, there's clouds. And then if the clouds go away and the sun comes out, usually, depending on what weather system is going through, that means that it's going to get bitterly cold because that's how it works. You know, the clouds kind of trap the heat in, all of that good stuff. Yeah. And then if the clouds come back, then you get days like we're having right now. So I get it. I get why Midwesterners, though, wouldn't be like, yes, this is awesome.
Right.
Now, the 8% who do think they're awesome are probably, you know, skiers, which I'm sure you're having a great time right now. I can't even imagine what the hills are like around this area. I think of like Cascade and stuff. They're probably awesome. Mm-hmm. And then like snowmobilers, I'm sure they're having a good time. We have several out here in our area who go through the fields and things like that. So I'm sure they're having a wonderful time, but that's your 8% right there. The rest of us are like, this sucks.
Agreed.
I was cursing Mother Nature this morning, and I don't know who I should actually be cursing, if it's her or I don't know, whoever built this house before we got here, whatever. Our driveway is not paved, right? It's just a gravel driveway. So when they essentially plow us in the winter, they cannot go all the way down because you'd essentially be scooping all the dirt and the rocks, right? And so when it gets really, really like this type of weather, it gets really, really slick out there, right? Because things melt and then it refreezes overnight. And then it's just this endless cycle until it all just eventually goes away. And it doesn't just go away in our driveway because it's so tree covered. So there's really no sun that hits it on any particular day. So this morning, of course, Aspie goes rushing outside because there had to be a bunny. I mean, there wasn't. There was nothing out there. It was still dark. But because we were outside, there had to be a bunny. It's just how the puppy brain works, right? Mm-hmm. So we go rushing outside, and the deck wasn't slick, but you can tell it'd been a little misty, a little freezy this morning. But, you know, I was good. And then we got to the driveway, where it is like a obstacle course of terror out there at this point, because it melted enough yesterday and then it refroze overnight. So now we have like all of these places that are just pure ice. Yeah. And you can't, like, I could probably do the whole maybe Frogger thing where you hop over them, but I'm literally hopping then from side to side and back and forth, and it is ridiculous. And I was cursing this morning out there because the last thing I want to do is fall. And I came close a couple of times, especially with her lurching and trying to figure out where the bunnies are. There are none, spoiler alert. But you know, I was cursing Mother Nature. I was like, why are we doing this? Why is this a thing? And then I started getting mad at the people who originally built our house. I'm like, you paved everything except for the driveway. Like, we have a concrete pad that nobody will ever use. It was a basketball court for the kids. And then you couldn't pave the driveway. Like, what are we doing here? What are we actually doing? So I was not a happy camper this morning. I was walking in the snow up to my knees and everything else just to avoid not falling, because I would rather walk through snow up to my knees than fall in the middle of my driveway. Let's put it like that.
Well, like for the past few days, it's just been an actual slushy out there.
I mean, it's gross. Yeah. It's
and
gross.
And it's starting to get to that gross point too, right? Where everything's dirty. You know, you can see where all the dogs have peed and the yellow snow, and it's gray and
Aspie's
it's black.
Favorite.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we love to smell those places over and over and over.
Try doing it with two dogs, taking the dogs for a walk. I become like a wishbone, you know?
Right? One is one way, one the other.
And they're pulling me out. It's like, oh, geez.
The other day I looked at her and I said, that's your own spot from like 2 hours ago. Let's just move on now, because we go backwards, we go forwards, we go around, we cross the road. And, you know, and I look at her and I'm like, you know, you're trained, right? Like, you're supposed to, you know, left from right. You should listen to me. No, this was not. It was not what we were doing, because there was yellow snow to be sniffed. Yeah. So there was that. Don't word to the wise. I mean, really, honestly, as gross as the snow is right now, it's like she walks in it and I'm like, how much mud are you going to carry in? Right. Even though this is just snow that you're wading through. It's disgusting.
You have to clean off the paws when they come in.
And we have no sidewalks out here. We have none, like none whatsoever. So everything that you're walking in is essentially just on the side of the road or in the ditch. So it is really, really bad out here. This is the point of the year from now until basically when the snow is all gone that I will curse Mother Nature every single day, because it is so disgusting out here. And there's no options, good options for walking. So you know when you go outside that she's pretty much going to have a sponge bath when she comes in, and my shoes are going to be ruined. I pick a pair of old shoes every year at this point to just walk in, because they're going to be ruined by the time we get done and all the snow is gone. So I guess it's the price we pay for privacy out here on Goose Poo Pond.
Hey, can I rewind for a second?
Sure.
Because, you know, my attention span, it's, you know,
I gotcha.
Is what it is.
Sure.
So we just played Eagle Eye Cherry, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, was the brother or half-brother of Nana Cherry?
Brother, I believe. Full brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Eagle Eye is actually his birth-given name. That's what his dad named him. That wasn't something quirky that they came up with when, you know, he started making music. He's actually Eagle Eye Cherry. That was his father decided to name him, which is interesting. But
because
every
time I hear that song, Save Tonight, I don't even listen to the song. I always think of his sister's song, Buffalo Stance.
Because
Buffalo Stance was so cool.
It's a great song. It's one of my favorites from the 90s. Do we have that song as we're talking about it? I have to look. Because
be
if we
so
do,
great.
I would so show play it. We do have Buffalo stands. Maybe we'll have a Cherry family reunion this morning. Okay, so we'll get that on after weather here in just a moment. We'll play, you know, because Nina had her song first, and then Eagle Eye came out with Save Tonight. So we'll go back a little bit in time, but Buffalo stands coming up because you mentioned it. So it's our morning show. We'll just do what we want. It's fine. It's fine. We won't tell Corey Hartman. He can just keep sleeping through the whole thing. Keep yelling at your TV and tell him to go up or down. We'll just pretend like we're playing some sort of game show with him. He'll be good to go. Coming up here in just a moment, I mentioned we're going to take a more detailed look at the forecast. Sean Cable is going to tell us really what we can expect over the next day or so. Spoiler alert, it's just going to be cloudy and drizzly is really all it's going to be. But he'll get into that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. Now, I'm going to preface that by saying it was a big day for the Green Bay Packers yesterday, because just as you and I were basically getting ready to part ways for the day, we found out that they fired defensive coordinator Joe Barry, which was just one of only three moves they made yesterday, actually. So that was the biggest one. And then for Packers fans who are always complaining about soft tissue injuries, the hamstrings, things like that, they actually fired their strength and conditioning coach yesterday, too. They're working on some new things for Christian Watson and Eric Stokes. They're actually going to send them to UW in Madison this summer to work with one of the sports analysts, doctors and teams and all of that kind of stuff there. So they're on top of that. And then it's almost like Matt LaFleur reads social media. It was kind of crazy. They also signed a kicker as competition for young Anders Carlson yesterday. So it was a big day for the Green Bay Packers. They were very busy yesterday. And now we just kind of sit back and wait to see who Matt LaFleur decides is going to be his defensive coordinator. I was texting with Chris Hovel early yesterday. He's still on the Mike Vrabel boat. So we'll see how that all works out. He hasn't been really tied to any head coaching gigs. So we'll see if there's a chance that he would just want to sit back and coordinate for a year or two. This is where Hovel and I disagree, though. I would like to see him go out and get somebody young who hasn't been a head coach or in the league for that long or held a position. This is a young, dynamic offense. I would love to see him go with a young, dynamic coach on the other side of the ball to match LaFleur, too. But we'll see what they do. Either way, Packers fans, we all know it's an upgrade over Joe Barry, even though I'm sure he was a great guy. And we hope he lands on his feet, just not as a defensive coordinator anywhere. We'll specify that. And then the Bucs yesterday, they actually played too, and it's been a week for them as well. I mean, they went from Adrian Griffin earlier this week to a potential deal with Doc Rivers. Has that been finalized? I haven't really heard yet. They get a big win against Cleveland last night. And I got to tell you, Max was texting me throughout that game because he loves sports, right? And he was watching, and his prop bets this year have been geared more toward baseball and basketball because there was just so many things happening in the NFL with quarterback injuries this year and stuff like that. He's like, it's just too hard to make any money this year. So and he's frugal that way. He likes to make his money. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he told me to watch the game last night, so we were. And, you know, Giannis had been playing kind of angry all season, if you'd watched Giannis play any sort of basketball. But last night, he played like the fun-loving dude that everybody in Wisconsin loves and is used to. I mean, which is also that psycho-competitive, like, killer alien sent from the future of basketball world or something. But he was on fire last night. So it's been a weird, busy week of sports here in the great state of Wisconsin. And is really what that all summarizes. And Mike Ganger will tell us more about it in just a moment. We have birthdays and anniversaries coming up too, Finn. If you know somebody celebrating today or you're celebrating yourself, you can text 355-9970. And also yet this hour, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. It's a busy like 15 minutes we got going on here. So here we go. We'll get into all of it right now on Max FM.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Jam-packed sports day around the area. Baraboo gymnastics team will be at Reedsburg along with Watertown. 6 o'clock is when that one will get underway. 7 o'clock tonight, the Baraboo Portage boys hockey team is going to travel to Monroe. Wrestling tonight for the Thunderbirds will be at Sauk Prairie. And then the boys basketball team for Baraboo will travel to Portage. 7:15 tip-off. And the Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells boys hockey is going to be at Sauk Prairie tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop for it. The 13th-ranked Badger men's basketball team will be back on the hardwood tomorrow night as they're going to be hosting Michigan State at the Kohl Center. 7 o'clock will be the tip for that one. Spartans are 12-7 for the year, 4-4 in conference play. Badgers 15-4 for the season, 7-1 in the Big Ten. The Bucks victorious yesterday over the Cleveland Cavaliers, 126-116 at the Fiserv Forum. Another triple-double for the Greek Freak. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 10 assists for the game. Damian Lillard dropped 28 in the contest as well, and 24 for Chris Middleton. Scoring for the Bucks has been really top-heavy in the last week or so. It was the first game interim head coach Joe Prunty was coaching the squad. Nothing's been finalized on who they'll be bringing in next. They'll be taking on the Cavs at home once again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip-off. And ahead of conference championship Sunday, some big news in the coaching ranks as Jim Harbaugh, fresh off a national championship with the Michigan Wolverines, is going to be heading to the Los Angeles Chargers to take over as their head coach. With that, there are still four head coaching vacancies open, including Seattle, Washington, Carolina, and Atlanta. Harbaugh joins Brian Callahan, the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Antonio Pierce, the interim coach of the Raiders, who got that job full-time, and Jared Mayo, the new coach of the New England Patriots. Sunday's conference final slate of games will see Kansas City at Baltimore at 2 o'clock, that one on CBS, and then at 5:30 on Fox, it's Detroit traveling to San Francisco. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
7:49 right now. Finn asked for it. I found it. Here's Dana Cherry, Buffalo Stance.
Thank you.
Nana Cherry, there is Buffalo Stance, Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 yeah. Max FM. That is such a great song. I'm so glad we played that this morning. Thank you for the suggestions.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it may not be a musical masterpiece, but it has such a groove to it.
Such a fun song. You know? I just remember the video for it was like weird and trippy, and she just sat there and danced. It was really kind of crazy and fun, but glad we were able to bring that out this morning. Thank you to Corey Hartman too for having a great musical library for us to dive into every now and then. Hey, we've got Ben Bromley standing by so we can talk about what's happening this weekend in Baraboo, but before we do that, we've got a list of celebrity birthdays we've got to go through here really quickly. Of course, we'll remind you that as we go through the celebrity side of things, if you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. We'll jump right in here. Ariana DuBois is celebrating a birthday. She is 33 years old. You know her best as Anita in the West Side Story remake. We just talked about that the other day. That was originally Rita Moreno's role in the original, which you can't really duplicate what Rita Moreno did.
Those shoes are pretty big.
They're pretty large, yeah. And not a bad movie, but it wasn't the original. It just wasn't the original. That was my thing. Claudia Kim from those Fantastic Beasts movies is celebrating her 39th birthday. We also have Christina Ochoa, who's John's assistant Ashley on A Million Little Things, celebrating a 39th birthday today. Michael Trevino, who is Kyle on the Roswell remake, and werewolf Tyler Lockwood on The Vampire Diaries. He is 39 years old today. Alicia Keys, love her. She is also celebrating. Incredibly talented, has gone completely makeup free, which is kind of what a lot of people know about her most recently. No One, If I Ain't Got You, and Empire State of Mind, some of her big hits. Did I say it? I can't remember. Anyway, she's 43 today. Charlie Bewley, who played Dimitri in the Twilight movies, is also 43 today. He got to have a fun affair with Hayden Panettiere's character in the second season of Nashville, by the way. Mia Kirshner, who is Spock's mom on Star Trek Discovery, is 49 years old. She also played the assassin Mandy on 24 and Jenny on The L Word. Chyna Kattner is celebrating a birthday. Of course, we know her from the reefer smoking parents that made her, Grace Slick and Paul Kantner of Jefferson Airplane / Starship. Now, originally, they wanted to name Chyna God with a little G, just in case, you know, you're wondering how out there Grace Slick and Paul Kantner were.
Can you imagine for Chyna Kattner how many times she heard the phrase, China, your mom is a trip.
Wow. Yeah, exactly, exactly. She's celebrating her 53rd birthday today, by the way. Anna Ortiz, who played Marisol on Devious Maids and Hilda on Ugly Betty. She was also Lauren Cohen's short-lived spy series, Whiskey Cavalier. She is 53 years old. It sounds better when you use the right words in the right order, Finn. It's just kind of how we.
There was a bunch of words there.
I tried really hard. We made it through a eventually. Let's see. We have Haini Wolfgram, who is a talented member of the brother-sister band, The Jets, which means I get to pull out some Jets this morning. One of my all-time favorite groups. There are like 82 of them in the family, so I'm always excited when I get to pull out some crush of some Jets. But Crush on You, You Got It All, Make It Real. Just remember the 80s, and you'll remember the Jets. Anyway, Haini is 56 today. Jennifer Lawrence, who's Dre's mom Ruby on Black-ish. Jennifer Lewis, I should say, Dre's mom Ruby on Black-ish. She was also the voice of Baby Ho on the PJs, and she is also Becca Twig in Castaway. She is 67 today. Dinah Manhoff, who is Elaine on Soap and Carol on Empty Nest. Love her. Yeah. She is so awesome. She is 68 years old, just in case you're wondering. And Andy Cox, who played guitar for the English Beat and the Fine Young Cannibals. Might have to pull out some Fine Young Cannibals this morning as well. 68 years old for him today. Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to add somebody to the list. We always tell you it's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Quick look at the forecast right now. Cloudy, dreary, drizzly today. Pretty much the standard from the last couple of days. 36 for a high. Cloudy and drizzly again tonight down to 34. Then clouds stick around tomorrow with a high near 38. Right now, it's 33. It is also time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Thank you to Ben Bromley for just kind of hanging out while we go through the birthday list. Of course, Ben's going to join us in just a moment to tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel, and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM, and joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you?
Doing all right, Maddie. Ready for a big day in the chamber life.
I was going to say, you guys are really busy, and here I am running fashionably late, and you're getting ready for your annual dinner this evening, which very excited to be attending. It's always a fun event.
Good news, so, you're on the list.
Yay! Well, that's good. At least my husband followed through when I told him he needed to get back to you guys.
Which is good news, because we are full plus a waiting list.
Nice, nice. Well, that's good. Everybody wants to know what's going on this year at the chamber and see how things are going.